Slave Route by James Dill. During this trip, you will learn about the Underground Railroad and the historic sites slaves used to run away. You can actually take this trip yourself. The Underground Railroad is a way that slaves got away in the early 1800s. In this step, you will see the Jarrow Plantation. The Jarrow Plantation is a great place to visit. John Fitzgerald owned the Jarrow Plantation and kept it going with his family for 150 years. After John died, his son took the farm and added a sawmill, a cotton gin, a grist mill, a shingle mill, a planter, a sugarcane press, a syrup evaporator, a workshop, a barn, and outbuildings. This site is located in Georgia and at the start of the escape to freedom. This is not a safe house along the way. Slaves who ran from the Jarrow Plantation ran because of the plantation. This site is the reason they were trying to escape to Canada because at this site, slaves were working hard and no pay. They also got whipped a lot for no reason. John's brother, Dick Jarrow, came back to the farm because as a child he lived there and he wanted to pass it on through generations. The conductor of the Jarrow Plantation had lost a slave, 42, working on the plantation, and he didn't take place in the Underground Railroad. The slaves didn't trust anyone at the site. These events happened from 1847 to 1895. The Town Clock Church. James Brooks joined the Town Clock Church on September 19, 1830. Another person who joined the church was John Bishop. He joined November 1, 1846. He left on October 21, 1850. The Town Clock Church served many purposes under many leaders. The Town Clock Church got turned into a new school. James Brooks became a ruling elder in 1837 and to 1842. John Bishop joined the Town Clock Church on November 1, 1846. This site is located in New Albany, Indiana. This was a safe house where the slaves could get clothes, food, water, and sleep. This was their first contact with the safe house. The other places were plantations. This was not their last stop before freedom. James Brooks joined the Town Clock Church because he didn't like slavery. The conductors at the site decided to risk their lives because they knew slavery was wrong. The slaves trusted the people at the site because they knew the password. These events happened from 1830 to 1850. The John P. Parker House. John P. Parker lived in the house with his wife. John kept runaway slaves in his house rarely. He was born into slavery, but he was able to buy himself to be free. And he purchased land that he gave to his wife when he died. The site is located in Ohio, close to the Kentucky River. The slaves went to this house to cross the river. Although he didn't always help the slaves, it is located not far north of their plantation. This was a safe house along the slave route. Taking the path I made, this would be their second contact with the Underground Railroad. I was not their last stop. It was not their last stop for freedom. John hated slavery and helped slaves. John made these choices because he was born into slavery and had felt what it was like to be a slave. John risked his wife and him because he would have liked it if someone helped him by himself. The fugitive slave trusted him because he knew the password. These events range from 1827 to 1900. John Rankin House. John Rankin and his wife and his sons. When slavery ended, Henry Ward Beecher was asked who abolished slavery, and he said John Rankin and his sons. It is the slaves' third contact point with the Underground Railroad. This was a safe house along the way. This was not their last stop before freedom. John Rankin was an abolitionist because he felt that having slaves was very wrong. The slaves trusted him because he knew the passwords. February 5th, 1793 to March 18th, 1886. Levi Coffin. The Levi Coffin House was a historic site where he and his wife lived with their dog. There were thousands of times when Levi Coffin gave fugitive slaves a meal and let them sleep there. This was the slaves' last stop before freedom. This was one of their safest safe houses on their way to Canada. This was their last stop before freedom. He decided to risk his wife, himself, and his dog because he knew slavery was wrong. The slaves trusted him because he knew the password. From 1826 to September 16th, 1877. These are going to be directions to get from the Jarrow Plantation to St. Catharines. Step 4, directions. The Jarrow Plantation to the Town Clock Church. From the Jarrow Plantation, follow Highway 18 until you get to Interstate 75. Follow 75 to Chattanooga, then switch to Highway 24. Then follow that to Nashville and switch to Interstate 65. Follow 65 until Louisville. Then switch to 64 and follow 64 until Highway 111. Follow until the Town Clock Church, 8-hour and 3-minute drive. Town Clock Church to John P. Parker House. From the Town Clock Church, follow Interstate 71 to Cincinnati. From Cincinnati, go to Highway 52 and follow that to the John Parker House. 2-hour and 26-minute drive. John P. Parker House to John Rankin House. From the John P. Parker House, take a right to North Front Street, then take a right into Sycamore Street. Then take a left onto North 2nd Street. Next, turn right onto Rankin Hill Road. Now follow that to the John Rankin House, 4-minute drive. John Rankin to Levi Coffin. From the John Rankin House, follow U.S. Highway 52 until you reach Interstate 275. Follow that to Highway 471. Next, follow 471 until Cincinnati and switch to Highway 75. Follow that to the north side and switch to Highway 74. Follow that until Interstate 27, then follow 27 to the Levi Coffin House. 2-hour, 43-minute drive. Levi Coffin House to St. Catharines. From the Levi Coffin House, go to Interstate 70. Follow that to Columbus, then switch to interstates onto 71. Now follow that to Interstate 271. Next, follow 271 to Wickliffe and switch to Interstate 90. Follow that to Interstate 190. Follow 190 to the border, U.S. and Canada, and then cross the border using crossing the Niagara River and entering Canada. Canada, follow Queen Elizabeth Way to Lake Street and follow that to St. Catharines. 7-hour and 8-minute drive. This step is how long to spend at the sites and how long it will take you to do that. Start at the Jarrow Plantation and visit for 1 hour. Drive to Nashville and spend the night. In the morning, drive to the Town Clock Church in Louisville. Spend the night in Louisville. Go to the Town Clock Church and spend an hour there in the morning. From the Town Clock Church, drive to the John P. Parker House and visit that for an hour. And now go to the John Rankin House and spend an hour there. From the John Rankin House, drive to the Levi Coffin House and spend an hour and a half there. Drive to Cleveland and spend the night. In the morning, drive to St. Catharines. These are going to be the cost of your trips. Step 6, cost. With one person, the overall meals will be $80. The gas money will be $194. The hotel money will be $300. The money for the sites will be $26. And your total is $600.08. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy the trip if you take this route.